Yeah, it's just one game, but our whole focus this offseason was to get better than a year ago. And I think that we started off great. You know, the D-line set the tone. The secondary, you know, did a great job in holding the coverages, making Garrard hold the ball. And, you know, the linebackers, we did our part as well. So it was collectively a defensive effort. But, yeah, to answer your question, we're trying to get better each game.
Refreshing to see the Colts sitting there at 0-1 for the first time in forever.
It's the first week of season, man. You know, I guess, yeah, but that does nothing for us right now. You know, if they're 0-11, that'll probably help out more.
Albert said it's something to touch the first play of the game. Do you remember anything? Did he act loopy in the huddle, or how do you describe that?
He doesn't really talk much in the huddle, so even if he did have a concussion, I probably wouldn't been able to tell because, you know, he doesn't really say too much in the huddle. So, I don't know. I just thought, noticed he wasn't out there a few times, but I think the guys that stepped in, you know, Vickerson and Jerry Jones, they did a great job of you know, holding it down when those guys were out.
And how's a guy maybe that loopy get past the concussion police and get back in?
Gotta ask the concussion police.
you mentioned how the defense worked together. How many of those, I mean, when you're able to get a four-man rush and get that kind of pressure on the quarterback, how much does that allow you as the linebackers to, you know, to help keep the corral on guys like Jones, Drew, and Taylor?
You know what? It can be tricky because sometimes we might have those guys man-to-man and the rush is getting at him so fast that he just has to dump it off to the running backs, and we're not necessarily in position. But you know, I think that it definitely, you know, helps us out a lot because they have to stay in, and it gives us opportunities to, you know, add to the rush, you know, where we're not necessarily blitzing or whatever, but they might be our responsibility. And if they're staying in, then we can add to the rush. So a four-man rush can turn into a five-man rush as well.
Keith, the trip to Cincinnati last year wasn't the defense's proudest moment. Is that a scab you guys pick at this week?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to playing the Bengals in Ocho Cinco this week. So, you know, we're aware of his shoulder. He has a little owie, so we definitely, you know, send that message to him.
Vince is obviously the head of the talk of the town right now. How concerned are you, not only with the knee injury, but with the demeanor on the sideline and that whole topic right now?
I'm not too concerned. I feel that's something that, you know, he has to iron out. That's something that, you know, he'll have to handle himself. You know, as a team, we're moving forward. We had a great victory yesterday, and you know, we went up to Cincinnati last year and didn't play well at all. And, you know, we're definitely, you know, focused on that. And I think that, you know, Vince will get himself to where he needs to be, you know, health-wise, and he'll be right back out there with us.
This team wants to win a Super Bowl. Does he have to get past that to get you there?
Well, I think he has, to answer your question, yeah, he has to heal up. And then, you know, he has a long time to get past that. So I think that, you know, first things first, we got to take one game at a time. But, you know, if and when we do get to that point, I'm sure he'll be ready to go.
Keith, guys are out there giving 150%. And this, have you ever felt like he has quit on the team?
Have I ever felt that way?
Yeah. You know, the paper where you said that nobody on this side of the ball, even the defense, is going to quit.
Right.
And I didn't hear you say it, so I don't know.
I don't feel that he has quit, you know what I mean? You can't necessarily play if you're hurt. So if you're hurt, you're hurt. I'll never be the person to, you know, get in someone's face or get on somebody for being hurt, because if you're hurt and you go back out there, you're just going to get hurt more and you end up hurting the team. So, you know, I wouldn't say that.
So should Finnegan maybe work with the receivers one day a week if he can go up and get balls like that?
Say it
again? Should Finnegan maybe work with the receivers one day a week if they can go up and get balls like that?
Yeah, you know, we had a guy here, you know, Samari used to try and get on offense a lot, and Jeff wasn't going for it. I've been trying to get on offense for about 9 years. Jeff's not going for it. So, you know, he made some great plays, and those are the type of plays that you have to make to get to that next level, which he's trying to get to. You know, he's a hard worker, and he puts the time in the classroom and off the field. So, you know, it's definitely expected of Courtland and everyone on our defense to make plays when you have the opportunity.
You don't have to play offense to score touchdowns.
Nah, you're right. But, you know, I haven't had any opportunities yet. You know, I shook off the rush yesterday from missing 2 weeks, so I'm looking to get full stride.
Vince doesn't hide his emotions very well, and when he has a bad play, he gets down. Do you think that sends a bad message to young guys? See him maybe ruins the mood on the sideline?
You know, it's tough. I always say the quarterback position is one of the hardest probably positions in America. You know what I mean? There's so much on your plate. You're responsible for so much. But, you know, I say that because I remember when I was a younger player, I used to, you know, throw my helmet and all that stuff. But it's different as a defensive player. When you play quarterback, I think, like, almost the weight of the world can be on your shoulders at times. So, it can send the wrong message, and, you know, him being going into his third year, I'm sure he'll learn, he'll see himself. Probably, you know, he probably hears it from his family in the stands. You know, that's where I used to hear it, you know. And, you know, as a person, you don't want to give out that, you know, that you don't want to give that off. So I'm sure that, you know, that's something that, you know, he has to work. He's an emotional player, you know, whether it be a good play, he'll show his emotions, or if it's a bad play or a bad series, he shows his emotions the same way. So, you know, I think that, yeah, he'll work on that, I'm sure. These are all things that, you know, you guys have to ask fans.
Chad's name change a little over the top for you, or you like it?
Outro? I like outro. Yeah, outro cinco. It's great.
Is he outro cinco to you?
He's outro right now. You know, I saw him, you know, with that shoulder brace on the sidelines looking real dejected yesterday. You know, Baltimore took it to those guys. And, you know, we just see how that shoulder is. You know, tell him to get his shoulder right. Outro cinco.
Did you remember him get behind the camera, the television camera last year? Uh-huh.
He's going to be on camera all day on Sunday. His shoulder, you know, I don't expect him to run too many shallow crosses. You know, I'm putting it out there for him to bite it, and I know he will. So, you know, this team, we're definitely ready just for the simple fact that, you know, we kind of got embarrassed last year up there. And, you know, they had a great time. You know, it kind of helped them, them beating us last year helped them forget, you know, that they weren't having a great season. But, you know, it's the second week of the season, and last they didn't have a, you know, good showing yesterday, and we don't plan to let them get on track next Sunday. So, yeah, send an outro my regards.
Thank you. Appreciate it.